Hello, my name is Daniel Rosenwasser, and I'm the program manager on the TypeScript language at Microsoft. Today, I'm going to talk about a few of the new features we've released in TypeScript 2.0, or will be coming out with in TypeScript 2.1. I'll give a high-level glance at a few features, as well as dive into some code and show exactly how we've improved the TypeScript experience. In TypeScript 2.0, we came out with a ton of great features, but I'd like to highlight a few major improvements. The first is with our strict null checking mode. The value null is one of the biggest pain points in programming, and in JavaScript, you have both null and undefined. Before TypeScript 2.0, null and undefined lived in the domain of every type. That meant that if you had a string, you could never be sure if it was really a string, null, or undefined. In TypeScript 2.0, we have a new option called strict null checks. Under the strict null checks option, null and undefined are removed from the domain of every type and moved into their own types, named null and undefined respectively. Whenever we want to signal that a type could be number or undefined, we can just use a union type to say that it's either a number or undefined. This frees us from having to think about these two special edge cases. Another great feature that we've been working on is getting declaration files. Declaration files, or d.ts files, tell TypeScript about the shapes of existing JavaScript libraries so that it can give type checking and a great editing experience. Before TypeScript 2.0, users had to rely on third-party package managers like Typings and TSD to get declaration files. For newcomers, this was a lot, especially since dealing with dependencies in NPM was enough to think about. We've greatly simplified this so that users don't feel overwhelmed by that general workflow, and so that you don't need to learn anything beyond the standard tools that you use in JavaScript. In 2.0, getting declarations for a library is a single NPM command away. There are no new tools involved beyond NPM. Once you've installed, you should be able to use your library right away in TypeScript. I'd now like to talk about a little bit about tagged unions, which I'll show in a demo. Let's take a look at this example. Here we have a type circle, a type square, and a type alias called shape, which is either a circle or a square. We'd now like to write the getArea function, which takes a shape and gives us the area. When we actually look at the shape's kind, we'd like to be able to discriminate on it and see whether or not it's the string circle, if it's a circle, or the string square, if it's a square. Now, right now, TypeScript is giving me an error because it has no information to tell whether or not we actually have a circle in this branch. So when we try to access radius, it says that radius doesn't exist on a square, and it can't be sure it doesn't have a square. Now, what we can do is actually give TypeScript the information that it needs to do better here. What we can do is specify that the kind field on circle is always going to be the string literal circle. So here, I will simply add a string literal type. And this string literal type means that only the string circle can be used for a kind field on a circle. Similarly, in square, I want to say that only the string square can be of the kind square. Now, if we take a look here, the error has been eliminated. TypeScript actually knows that shape is a circle in this branch. And actually, if we try to use shape outside, TypeScript knows that it's a square because it returned in this branch here. This is extremely helpful, and TypeScript was able to use control flow analysis to do much better and give us exactly the behavior that we wanted. So now we can just return the shape side length squared. Now that we've talked a little bit about TypeScript 2.0, let's launch back into what's coming in TypeScript 2.1. TypeScript 2.1 also brings a lot to the table. In TypeScript 2.1, we're finally bringing support for asynchronous functions to ECMAScript 3 and ECMAScript 5. This allows us to take code that uses promises and callbacks and turn it into something a little bit more natural. Instead of inverting our logic into a series of callbacks, we can instead use asynchronous functions to write in a natural way that looks more like synchronous code. Let's also dive into some demos for smarter inference and stronger tooling now. One of the best features of TypeScript 2.1 is its improved inference capabilities. The same control flow analysis that we use in TypeScript 2.0 has been leveraged once again to improve on the locations where TypeScript originally in earlier versions couldn't figure out what the type of a certain variable should be. As an example, let's take a look here at this empty array. Because it has no elements, TypeScript isn't quite sure what the element type should be, so it just inferred any for it, So animals has the type array of any. Now, this is considered an implicit any, and that's a cause of a lot of different problems. Under no implicit any, this isn't allowed. However, in TypeScript 2.1, this isn't necessarily considered an implicit any anymore. If we take a look here, we're still able to assign anything to our element type. However, once we've made an assignment, we can look below and see that animals now has the type array of dog. This is extremely useful because we didn't necessarily have to declare a type, but we were still able to utilize TypeScript to give us helpful, quick information and IntelliSense and things like that. So now we know that D here has a bark method. And now we can actually see that if we try adding a cat to our array, TypeScript gives us an error saying that bark doesn't necessarily exist on a cat. So TypeScript is a lot more helpful in this case now. Now let's jump into Visual Studio. If we take a look at this example, we can hover over the error and see that it's reporting to us that constructors for derived classes must contain a supercall. This is easy enough, but Visual Studio makes it a lot easier. We can click on this little light bulb here and select Add Missing Supercall. We can see the delta between the original code and the code that Visual Studio wants to generate here. And once we click this, we'll actually create the supercall that we need. Now the error is gone. We can also take a look at another example. Another great feature that we can take advantage of is Go to Implementation. A lot of the time, Go to Definition will take us to a place that we don't necessarily want to go to. For instance, the declaration of a property in an interface. Instead, what we can do is go to implementation on width. Now, when we've gone to the implementation, it's taken us to where width is actually manufactured, here in the makeRectangle function. Now let's dive back into our overview. I hope you're as excited for TypeScript 2.0 and 2.1 as we are. Be sure to visit our site, follow us on Twitter, and try TypeScript out. And thanks for watching this overview.